Thank you so much, David. Well, good morning, Perth. If you love Jesus, say yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. And if you don't love Jesus yet, trust me, your day's about to get a whole lot better. Because if you don't, I meet people lots, and sometimes I meet kids and adults, and I meet people that are like, I don't really believe in God. I don't believe in all that kind of stuff. I don't like that. My experience in life has not shown me that God is good, that God cares for me. But you know what? When I meet people like that, it excites me. Do you know why? Because the only way you could think that God isn't good is if you don't really know him. That'd be like me saying, hey, I've got $1 million for you. Here you go. And you're like, oh, I don't want it. Who would want that? No way. Ah, oh, get that away from me. Who knows? That person would be wrong. Would they be wrong? Because $1 million would change your life. And you might say, well, I don't need $1 million. Well, you might not need it, but you could use it to bless someone else. You could use it to help someone else. And you know what? That's what the kingdom of God is. It's about God wants to change you on the inside so that on the outside, your life will be a blessing to others. And for some of you, that might be in your business being blessed. For some of you, it might be at school, being a blessing to whoever you are, your friends, to whatever's going on in your world. God wants us to be a blessing because he is a blessing. He is love. He is goodness. And guess what? The reason we're having a family service is because God wants your family to be a blessing to you and to others. And I know there's some beautiful children here today, and I know you already are a blessing because my Bible says in Psalm 127 that children are a heritage, a reward, a blessing from the Lord. And when the Bible says the gifts of the Lord, the gifts of God are without repentance, which means that if God says it, boom, he's not taking it back. If God said, kids, you're a blessing, guess what? Every single person on the planet could say you're dumb, you're stupid, you're no good, no one likes you, but it counts for nothing because God's word is the only one what matters. If I walk up to this guitar here and I call it, I think you're a drum kit. I can call it a keyboard, I can call it a microphone, I can call it a xylophone, I can call it a rubbish bin, I can call it whatever. I can never call it the name guitar in its entire lifetime. It will not change what it is. Is that true? It'll always be a guitar. Why? Because I'm not the one that gets to determine what it is. The person who made it determines what it's going to be called. You can call it whatever you want. God said, you're a blessing. God said, sir, ma'am, you're a blessing. It doesn't matter if you don't feel like it. God said, you're a blessing. That settles it. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to talk around the word through some music, through some illustrations, and through the word of God. And you're going to be reminded that you are a blessing. And here's what I'm going to show you one scripture, because it's really important that it's not just me sharing my opinion today, because my opinion holds no weight. My opinion will not help you. My opinion will not change your life, but God's word will change your life because he made you, because he formed creation. His word spoke the universe into being. What God says about you is powerful, is important. And I have no authority to make anything up except for what this word says. And if I'm going to speak something, I want to speak what God says about you. So here's what I want to show you, this verse from Romans chapter 15, verse 13, which many of us may have heard or read before. And this is God's desire for you. We often read this at the end of a service to kind of, you know, be blessed as you go. This is God's desire for you in every day. Kids, I want you to listen to this. And if you can read it with me. Just read along. It goes, may the God of hope, notice that word. May the God of hope fill you. Everyone say, fill me. Not give you a little, not give you just enough. Fill you, listen, with all joy. Everyone say, all. All is my favorite word in the Bible. Because all means everything. God said, my desire is to fill every single one of you with all joy and all peace. Ooh, isn't that awesome? God wants you to have all joy and all peace. Means God never, ever, ever intended for you to lose your peace. Never. God never, never, never intended for you to ever lose your joy. It's not fair.
you lost your joy. Flipping out. Oh, no, no, how are we going to pay this bill? Oh, what are we going to do? Oh, my God. I'll work 80 hours a week. I'll do this. I'll do this. What are we going to do? Oh, we can't afford a house. We can't do this. You lost your peace. And God says, I want to fill you with all joy and all peace. Listen, how do you get it? As you what? Trust him. Listen, as you trust in him, even though it doesn't seem possible, even though everyone's mean to you, even though whatever's happening in your life, the way you stay full of joy and full of peace is, Jesus, I'm going to trust you. How do you trust God? You trust his word. Well, how can you? Because the Bible says in John 1 that in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. We were talking about this with some of our beautiful friends last night. But you got to believe this is God. The word is God. And it says here, we can put that verse back up again. I'm a slow reader, sorry. So that as you trust God, you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is why it's so important to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Why it's so important to be baptized. Let the power of the Holy Spirit come at work in you. And this morning, we're going to do a couple of illustrations that are going to help bring this to life for you so you can understand how the Holy Spirit wants to help you overflow with joy and peace. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Too bad if it doesn't, because that's where we're going. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray and we're going to get into it. Father, I thank you. You're good. You are so good. I thank you. You're the God of hope, and you have desired to fill us with all joy and all peace as we trust in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And today I declare that we are going to leave here filled with joy. We're going to leave here filled with peace. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care what they've said. I don't care what people are going through. God, you say we can overflow with joy and peace, and that's what we're going to have today. So we thank you for favor. We thank you for fun, and we thank you for a great morning in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. All right, well, we're going to do a couple of songs this morning, and we're going to do a great fun song. We're going to kick this off. It's called the Coca-Cola song. Now, it's my least spiritual song, but if you can't have fun while you follow Jesus, you're doing it wrong, okay? Following Jesus should be exciting, it should be fun, and it should be scary because you're stepping into plans that you have no idea about, but God's like, it's going to be awesome. Just trust me. I put this in you. Before the foundation of the world, I was like, I'm going to get you, Ezra, to do this ridiculously phenomenal thing for me, and you're going to be like, no, I can't do it, God. It's too scary. And God's like, oh, no, it's going to be awesome. Oh, and the plans that I've got for you and the plans, oh, Lord, angels in heaven, they're like, it's going to flip them out when they see this. They're not going to want to do it, but it's going to be amazing. Oh, I'm just believing they're going to trust me as they step out and they go, whoa, I never thought it. I mean, do you think Peter ever thought he would walk on water when he was a little boy? I don't think so, because ain't nobody ever done it before. So I don't think he thought, I'm going to walk on water. But how amazing. He got to walk on water. I want to be a water walker. I might not ever walk on the water, but I want to be a life changer. I want my life to impact others. And so this song we're going to do is called the Coca-Cola song. And it's all about, it goes a bit like this. Talk about, no matter what comes your way, Jesus promises, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never, 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 never going to leave you. And it's powerful lyrics. It goes with this very spirit, deeply spiritual. Knock, no, knock, rattle, 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 honk, beep, beep. And that is speaking in tongues, I'm pretty sure. No, it's not. Knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk, beep, beep. And it's got two actions. It goes, Pepsi Cola shot him down. And sometimes people will shoot you down with their words. And it goes like this, one, two, three. Shut him down, and then you got to put it away. Because sometimes we can be unkind with the words that we say to others, and we shoot them down. But it says Dr. Pepper, which is a soft drink nobody really cares about, unfortunately, fixed him up. And you know what? That's what we're called to do. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we're called to build up one another. We're called to love on people that have been hurt at school. What a privilege. When someone's having a bad day, you can walk up to someone and be like, you're awesome. Don't listen to what they said. Your life is precious. Your life's valuable. You're amazing. Find something you can encourage. And don't lie. Don't tell someone they're a fast runner if they're the slowest kid in the school, because they won't believe you. But find something that's true and encourage them and build them up. God loves you. And if you ever don't know what to say, say God loves you, because that's always true. You're so precious. God loves you so much. And so here's where we're going to go. Knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk, beep, beep. Now, do any of you guys down the front know the Coca-Cola song? Have any of you heard of it? All right. Maybe from the concert, maybe we can have three or four of you come up on stage. Who could come and help me? Do you think do the actions? Would you like to come and help me up the front? Do you want? Yeah, you're pretty cute. Up you come, Paw Patrol. Okay, you want to come and help me? And let me see one more. Have we got a? Yep, just over there. Up you come. You come over here. All right, why not? Let's add one more. Up you come. Excellent. All right, find yourself some space. All right, church, I want you to stand to your feet. This song's called the Coca-Cola song. We're going to give it our best red hot crack. And it goes a bit like this. Hit it for me, fellas. Sorry to change the order on you. Here we go. One, two, three, four. All right, can I get a little bit more volume of the track, please? All right, put your hands together, real life church. If you're visiting, this is how we roll. Goes Coca-Cola, he wins it sound, but Pepsi, what did he do? He shot him down. Not nice. The Dr. Pepper fixed him up, and now we have a drink, a 7-Up. We go a knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk, beep, beep. A knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk. All right, now some pretty bad dancing. We just go side to side, all right? This is technically just movement, not dance. Okay, well done. All right, here we go. Down by the water goes. Down by the water where the bullfrog stroll. A flea stamp your foot like this, an elephant's toe. That's what the elephant said with the tears in. You gotta cry this bit. Put on someone your own size. There goes a knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk, pee, pee. You knock, knock, the rattle, 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 honk. All right, pick your feet up, a little bit of a jump and a clap. Nice work. All right, here we go. It goes like this. Jesus is a friend of mine. He goes, Jesus is a friend of mine. He is with me like this all the time. That's right. He died up on Calvary. Here's why. To cleanse my sin and he set me free. Ready? It goes. Knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk, beep, beep. Knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk. But we're going to teach the parents some groovy new moves. Bit of a jolt, and now give me a dab. Do you know how to do that, adult? No, they got no idea. Yeah, well, we took a cola, went to town, the Pepsi Cola, he shot him down. Not nice. The Dr. Pepper, he fixed him up, and now we all drink 7-Up. You ready? Knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk, beep, beep. Knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk. All right, now here's a new dance move in my note. Do you guys know how to do the floss? You ready? Let's go. Oh, well done, adults. We keep it. Down by the water where the bullfrogs croak, a flea stepped onto an elephant's toe. The elephant said with tears. All right, pick on someone. You ready? There goes a knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk, beep, beep. A knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk. All right, and now we'll do a dance move that mums and dads know. Let's do the sprinkler. Oh, there they go. That comes back to the memories. Jesus, he's a friend of mine. He is with me all the time. He died up on Calvary. Why? To cleanse my sin and he set me free. You ready? Goes the knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk, beep, beep. A knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk, beep. We go a knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk, beep, beep. A knock, knock, rattle, rattle, rattle. Hey, come on, give yourself a big clap this morning. Great job, guys. You can have a seat this morning. Tell the person next to you, you on fire, baby. Woo! I ain't never seen you dance like that. Well, I just want to obviously in advance say sorry and apologies to all the introverts this morning who this will be torture for. I should be sorry. I actually genuinely am. But, you know, when God first called me to do this, if this makes you feel any better, I used to play the guitar, and I still do, but I used to play the guitar and I'd never dance. Because I didn't want to dance. I was a bloke. I don't want to dance. I'll make them dance and I'll play the guitar. And I remember the Lord began to stir my heart about the fact that I should put my guitar down. And that was a big wrestle for me because there was something on the line called my pride. Now, what, I don't want to put this down. The reason I got into music was to play guitar. I didn't get into children's ministry and family ministry to dance. That's not why I got into it. I don't think many parents got into parenting to wake up in the middle of the night. I don't think many parents got into parenting to change diapers. You got into family because you wanted to enjoy the love and the blessing of what children are and family are. But, you know, there's some prices to pay along the way to see the blessing come in your life. And to see God use you mightily, there's one price you'll always have to pay. And it's less of me, more of you, Jesus. It's, I got to get out of the way. I got to get my pride out of the way. Sometimes I even got to get my feelings out of the way and have and just be like, God, you can use me. And sometimes that's a little embarrassing. And I remember the first time I put my guitar down and did a concert and did a service without my guitar. It was horrible. I mean, horrendous. It was awful. I hated almost every moment of it. And I got down and I said to my wife, I said, because she was the one who really encouraged me to put the guitar down. I said, see what you made me do? Like, that was horrible. And she looked at me and said some of the most profound words anyone's ever said to me. She said, did you really think you were going to be awesome the first time you did it? And I remember just being like, well, I kind of did, actually. And it actually really helped me because it made me realize the first time you step out in obedience to do what God asked you to do, you might miss something. You might not get it right. You might go up and try to encourage someone at school and they might turn and you might say the wrong words or something wrong might come out or they might not receive it. But you're like, and at first you'd be like, oh, I'm not going to do that again. But God's like, that was awesome. Keep trusting me little bit by little bit. And you know what? Now, I don't even pick my guitar up anymore. I love this. And you know what? We've seen so many people's lives touched and changed because God helped me to put away my pride and just to be used by Him. It's a bit like a preacher that stands behind the pulpit the whole time, hiding behind the pulpit. But when you eventually move out, you're exposed. People can have a go at you. People can have a crack at you. You might feel like you're going to mess up. You might feel like you're going to fail, but I love the word says in 1 Corinthians 13 that love never fails. Or you could replace that with God never fails because God is love. And so this morning, the reason we want to have fun in the house of God is who wants your children to be walking with Jesus when they're a teenager? Four people. Awesome. Okay, well, I want my kids to walk with Jesus when they're a teenager. I want my kids to walk with Jesus when they're a young adult. I want them to walk with Jesus when they've got their family. I want them to walk with Jesus all the days of their life because I want them to live a life where they never have to lose their joy and never lose their peace. And I tell you, there's a gazillion people out in this world that they need some joy and they need some peace and they're looking for it in all the wrong places because you can't get joy and you can't get peace from an earthly situation. You can't get it from your feelings. You can get happiness. You can produce happiness. You can produce inner quietness. But you can't get joy and peace except from God. Because that's who He is. Every good and perfect gift we enjoy comes from Him. You cannot get joy anywhere else but from God. You can get happiness, but it'll go. And that is why so many people, we're talking about one of the most wealthy men we have in Australia, James Packer. Billionaire. Where is he? Checked into a mental institution because he's got depression. You can get, he's dated supermodels. He's got every kind of house, boat, car you can imagine. But what has he got? He hasn't got something because you can't get it on earth except through Jesus Christ. And it's joy and it's peace and it's hope and it's forgiveness. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a song right now. It's called Free. And I'm going to invite my handsome little boy, Tyson. He's going to come up. And do you know this song, Ezra? You're going to come and help me? All right, Ezra, they're cousins. They're going to come up, all right? Ezra, you come over this side. Tyson's going to come over here. And this song's called Free. And it's about, you know what? God wants to set you free from all those things that weigh you down in life. All the fears, all the pressures. The world goes, you're going to have to experience the terrible twos, the terrible teenage years. Everyone's business when they start goes horrible. Oh, your marriage is on the rocks. It's falling. Yeah, that's the world system. We've got God's system, which is you can have joy and peace in all circumstances. And so this song Free is about saying, you know what, God, I'm going to cast all my fear, all my worry, all my heaviness on you, and I'm just gonna rest in your love. And you know what you got to do before you do that? The Bible says, first submit yourself to God. Do you know what a lot of us do? Here, God, take my problems. I'm going to do it my way. That's not how it works. It says, first submit yourself to God. God, I'm yours. Cast your cares upon him. God, you take it. You take the steering wheel, Jesus. I'll just put my foot on the pedal. You steer this baby. You show me where I need to go. You take the weight. Let him pay for the gas bill. Well, no, that was American. Let him pay for the fuel bill. God's like, I want to take care of your needs. Will you trust me? And so this song, Free, goes like this. You ready, Tyson? And Ezra goes, hold on. What are we running from? All right, that's very good. And then it gets worse. It goes, slow down. That's how your dad got your mom back in the day. Slow down. How you doing, honey? No, that's not true. I cannot confirm that. Take your thought now. Take those thoughts that try and weigh you down till you know good God won't come through for you. Get rid of it because you've been set free. And the chorus goes, jump up, turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh. You don't have to wiggle your hips. I'm just hamming it up. And then you got to shout, I'm free. And there's something powerful about letting the devil know, hey, listen, buddy, I'm free from your lies, from what Jesus has done for me. I'm free from your lies that I'm not gonna see my children come back. Because Isaiah 43 says, my God's gonna call them from the east and call them from the west and command the north and the south to give them up, and he's gonna bring them back. My kids are coming back to Jesus. You know what? This is the promise we have, and this is not my words. This is his words from his word. So come on, church, jump to your feet this morning. We're going to do this song called Free. Tyson, do you want to slide over just a tad for me, mate? Turn to the person next to you and say, let's rock this place. It goes like this. Free, hit it for me. All right, put your hands together with me, Real Life Church. Introverts, in faith, I'm proud of you for this song. Come on with me. Here we go. The Lord is my light, he's my salvation. Why should I tremble with fear? I'm not gonna be scared. The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. Why should I be afraid? Alright, hold on, you ready? So hold on. What am I running from? Hold on. Not gonna be afraid. Slow down. You take your thoughts now, cause you have been set free. Everybody jump up. We turn around, sing with me, hands up. Whoa, I'm free. Jump up, we turn around, sing with me. Whoa, I'm free. Oh yeah, alright, clap along with me now. The Lord is my light, he's my salvation. Why should I tremble with fear? I'm not gonna be scared. The Lord is my fortress, protected me from danger. Why should I be afraid? Hold it on, you ready? So hold on. What am I running from? Hold on. I'm not gonna be afraid. Slow down. You take your thoughts now, cause you have been set free. Everybody jump up. We turn around and sing with me, hands up. Whoa, I'm free. Jump up, we turn around and sing with me. Whoa, I'm free. All right, put your hands together, Real Life Church. If you love Jesus, make some noise this morning. Woo-hoo. Here we go. I'm gonna live my life. I'm gonna shine his light. I'm gonna be all that Jesus. All right, can you sing Hold On really loud? You ready? Go. Hold on. What are you running from? Hold on. Everybody slow it down. Slow down. You take your thoughts now, cause I've been set free. Everybody jump up. We turn around and sing with me, hands up. Whoa, I'm free. Jump up, we turn around and sing with me. Whoa, I'm free. Yeah, come on, give Jesus some praise, cause we're free in his name. Amen. Thanks, Ezra. Thanks, Tyson. You guys can relax. tell the person next to you, that was terrible, that was really bad. Huh? But God set me free from your opinion of my dancing. Praise God. Oh, it is wonderful to come. I tell you, I really do sincerely feel for all the adults up the back who are kind of standing going, there is not one kid around me in sight. If I dance, I'm going to kind of feel like the creep in my aisle. But it's not how it is. You know, it's so true, isn't it? That if, and I don't mean this meanly, I mean this because this is the struggle I've walked. But how many times has there been in our lives where we felt stirred in our heart to go do something, but we knew it would cost us our pride? Come on, how many times? I was in Auckland just the other week, and I get off the plane, and I, you know, I see God use my life powerfully. People to get healed, touched by God, just amazing miracles. Like, I know God's real, but the enemy's so real too. And he comes after you, and God can use you mightily to touch someone one day, and the next day, like I did, I got off the plane, flying for 5 or 6 hours, a big day, and I get out, it's late at the night in Auckland Airport, and I get off the plane, and there's this young lady, and she's like walking with this, I don't know what's going on, something wrong with her back, and I'm tired, and I just get off the plane, I'm like, oh yeah, and I was just going to walk past, but my heart felt for her, because I'm like, here's a woman walking in pain. I should go pray with her. I should just go ask her, do you know Jesus? Can I pray for you? But straight away, it's quiet. And the first thing I think is, everybody is going to stop and look. You're going to embarrass her, Sean. And she's going to say no. You're going to embarrass her. And everyone's going to hear. And everyone's going to stop and look. Because it was late at night. And I remember going, oh, yeah. You see, I knew God loved her. I knew God wanted to touch her. But my fear got in the way, and I wrestled. And when you begin to wrestle, oh man, there's something powerful about just going, shut up, devil, I'm not listening to you, straight away, and getting on with it. But you know what? I didn't. And I let the opportunity slip past me. And I said, oh man, don't you hate it when you miss an opportunity? You're like, oh, I blew it, I did that wrong. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry. If you want me to pray for it, please give me another opportunity. And I went on for another half an hour, went through customs, went out, stood outside in the taxi rank waiting for my taxi, and who should come through the door and stand right next to me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now it gets better. She stands next to me. I'm like, I'm not missing this opportunity. I walk up to her. I'm like, hey, how are you, ma'am? It's good. I'm like, good. I said, I see you look quite sore. You've got a sore back or something. She goes, oh, no, nah, it's nothing. I'm just part of the New Zealand rugby team. Just got tackled badly and hurt my back a bit. Going to go see the doctor tomorrow. I'm fine. Honestly, don't even worry about it. And straight away, unbelief entered my heart because she's like, no, nah, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. And I was like, okay. And she left. And I went, no! God, you brought her all the way next to me again, and I still missed it. I still missed it. The same guy who lays hands and prays with my taxi driver only not longer before, and he gets saved, and the guy staying in my hotel room who doesn't know Jesus, God touches him powerfully, heals him, he gets saved. The same guy who's God using for that, I missed it again. And I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, Sean, I already knew you weren't going to pray for her anyway. And I still asked you. I was like, wow. He's like, Sean, I want to stretch you because it's every day you got to trust me. It's every day you've got to say, God, you can use me. Every day, God, I'm going to put my fear aside and I want to live in all joy and in all peace, knowing that whatever you say, I'm going to trust you, that you're going to do something. I believe God wanted to touch that lady. And God doesn't want me to live with the condemnation that I missed it. Friends, God, there's no condemnation for those in Christ. God's not mad at you when you miss an opportunity. He's like, come on, I want you to see how good it is. This is the journey for you getting to the incredible plans that I got for you. Will you trust me? I want to tell you that next night, I said, Lord, use me. I don't want to feel like that again. And little did I know that my Airbnb place where I was staying, the guy staying there was an atheist. It wasn't on his Airbnb profile. Can you believe it? And I got there and I was just sharing about who I am. I was sharing about Jesus. I don't want to hear about it. Don't talk about that stuff in my house. No, no, I saw through all that rubbish. And I thought, wow, God, you put me right in the middle of the fire. But I love it. God worked powerfully and touched that man's heart. Touched that man's heart so powerfully. And I won't go into the story deeply, but we ended up leaving that house. And he ended up sending my DVDs to his nieces and his nephews all about Jesus. He ends up saying, I really, really have enjoyed meeting you. He goes, at first I thought you were a Christian Jesus lunatic. But he goes, I see that you really love people. He goes, I see you really care about me. He goes, I actually would have loved to come and seen you speak in a church. He goes, I have to work tomorrow. But he goes, I know it would involve me stepping inside a building that I've never entered in my life. But you've helped change my mind. I'm like, isn't that awesome? That God will use the same guy who missed an opportunity twice on a platter in one day, and God the next day will go, you're still perfectly usable. That's what I love about the kingdom of God, right? Isn't God good? That's how good he is. He'll use us even when we mess up. So we're going to do a song now called the JC Workout, and it's about every day. God, I need to trust you every day. And so here's my question. Kids, put your hand up if you think that most of the adults here should be doing more exercise at the gym. Yep, okay, that's great. That was unanimous, actually, almost every hand here. So here's what you're going to do in the song. It's a bit of a workout. You've got to get two fists like this. It goes one, two, three, and you've got to go boom. Are you ready? One, two, three, boom. All right. Now, it's not technically dance. It is more exercise. But it's about that process of going, I might have trusted God yesterday, but today's a new day. Every day, Lord, I surrender my heart to you. So we're going to do one more song all together, and then Introverts the Torture will be over. Stand to your feet. Come on with me, Real Life Church. Let's get this song rocking. The JC Workout goes a little bit like this. Here we go. All right, put your hands together. Come on now. He loves us. Rock it out. Said one, two, three. Here we go. Get your hands up. Hands up in the air, whoa, oh, oh. Now wave your hands, that's right. Hands now everywhere, oh, oh, oh. Now take the knees low, here we go, oh, oh, yeah. Get your hands up in the air, whoa, oh. We're singing, it's the Jesus workout. Gotta get your life aligned with him. All right, little clap and a sway. Pump your fist like this. Pump your fist now in the air. Whoa, oh, oh. Now move your elbows with me, real life. Elbows everywhere. Oh, oh, oh. Now take the knees high. Get your knees high in the sky. Yeah. Pump your fist now. Fist now in the air. Whoa, oh. We're singing. It's the Jesus workout. You gotta get your life. Everybody go one. Two, three, we go boom. Back, two, three, we go boom. One, two, three, we go boom. Back, two, three, we go boom. I said, hey, you, what do you see? Jesus living inside me again. Hey, you, do you know he is with me where I go? All right, now we're going to do some funky exercise and actions. I need you to try your best to move with me. All right, you ready for this? One, two, three, everybody to the left, to the right, that's right, we're taking this serious, take it low, now up high, everybody take it back, just a little, to the front, turn around, let me see you jump. Singing, hey, you, what do you see? Jesus living inside me again. Hey, you, do you know he is with me? Where I go, we go one, two, three, we go boom. Back, two, three, we go boom. One, two, three, we go boom. Back, two, three, we go boom. Get your hands up. Get your hands up in the air, whoa, oh, oh. You weave your hands now everywhere, oh, oh, oh. Get your knees low, here we go, oh, oh, yeah. Get your hands up in the air, whoa, oh. We're singing, it's the Jesus workout. You've got to get your life aligned with. Come on, give Jesus a clap praise. God, you're awesome and we love you. And we give you thanks tonight, and you can relax this morning. Great job. Gotta get your life aligned with God's good plans. Do you know what happens when you get your life lined up with God's plans? I'll show you what happens. Can I borrow that chair over there in the corner? Could you pass that up for me? Is that okay? Oh, sorry, I asked the one person with a sore hand. Sorry. That's awesome. Thank you. You see this right here? What do you call this, kids? A chair. Hand up if you can tell me what is the purpose of a chair. Actually, better than that, could you come up for me right now? I want you, I know this is tricky. Could you demonstrate for us all how to correctly use a chair? That is amazing. Wow. That is the easiest clap you ever got in your life. Totally. A chair is designed to be sat on to give your bottom some rest, right? It's called a bottom rester. His bottom is very happy right now. It's at a stage of rest. His legs are happy because they're rested. Why? A chair is designed to take the weight. Everyone say, take the weight.
Take the weight.
It's designed to give you rest. Now, if you want, could you stand up for me? You could actually, although this chair is made to be sat on, you could actually use this chair for a whole bunch of other things. Would you like to stand just over there? First of all, you could use this chair as a ball and play a game of catch. You ready?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't throw it at you. Okay, I'm just saying. So you could use it as a ball. If you want, you could use it as a stepladder. Could you show me how would you use it as a stepladder? There you go. You could just, now, can you use a chair as a stepladder?
Yes.
Is that what it was made for?
No.
Okay, up, down. You could probably also, if you really want, I mean, if you're really into this, you could probably use this as a hat. Could you wear this just as a, just flip it up, put it on your head? What do you reckon about it? You got that? What do you, you could use it as a hat. Let's have a look at this. Yeah, one of those. Oh, look, Darth Vader through the front. There. Okay. Right? Now, who knows? You could walk, can you walk around with a chair on your head?
I bet.
Here's my question. Is it possible to put a chair on your head and walk around, hold on to it and walk around with it? Yes, it is. Is that what it was made for? Excellent. You can pop it down for me. Excellent work. You can use this chair for a whole bunch of other things. But the only thing in which it will best operate and best function and give you rest is when you use it for what it was made for, which is to sit on. Your life, in the same way, was made by God with a purpose. Your purpose was to always be at rest, at peace, and in joy, and in His love at all times. All times. I said all times. I told you my favorite word in the Bible was all, because that means everything. At all times, have a seat. At no time, sitting on this chair, are you having to really support yourself? The chair is doing all the work for you, but you must make the choice to yield to it and sit. Because if you stand up, as soon as you stand up, you're basically saying, I'm no longer at rest. Jesus, today, I got too much on my plate. I'm too busy to spend time with you. I'm just going to do it myself. I still love you, God. But I'm just not going to be at rest today. Today, my children driving me crazy, and instead of trusting in you, I'm going to respond from my emotions and, oh, I'm frustrated, I'm stressed, I'm this. And it's you'll discover every time you lose your peace, every time you lose your joy, it's because you stop using your life for what God gave it to you for, to be at rest, to be at rest. And my question for you this morning is, are you at rest? Is your life at rest in the purposes and plans God has for you? Whether you're at school, whether you're at uni, whether you're at home, whether you're working, whether you're retired, you were created by God to be at rest. So here's what we're going to do. In my pocket here, I have got a DVD. And this has got my name on it, but pretty well got your name written all over it because you did some excellent demonstration. Thank you so much. Give him a big hand. Thank you. All right, so I've got another couple of DVD things to give away, and I thought I'd better show you one song from this DVD because some of you, I'm going to look for a really great listener. Okay, now some of you are thinking, well, is this DVD worth listening for? This could be the worst DVD ever made. I need to prove to you that it's worth it. So I'm going to show you one song. And this song will not only you enjoy, but it will bless every parent here. And the song I'm going to show you is called Stop and Listen to Your Mum. And I know that every parent wishes they had this song when they were raising their kids. So sit back, relax, and check this out, and then we're going to get into something else.
Boy is sitting at the table eating rice. Decides to be a ninja with his knife. Mom comes in, says, put that down. No point arguing now. Stop and listen to your mom. Boy is sitting in the backseat picking his nose. His mother says, son, stop that. That's just gross. Boy says, but it's really yum. Would you like to try some? Stop and listen to your mom. Stop and listen to your mom. Honor your parents, everyone. Wisdom comes from above, given to your mom by God. So stop and listen to your mom. Boy is playing in the sandpit, making noise. When the neighbor's cat rudely wheezes on his toys. Boy swings cat round by the tail. You should have heard his mother wail. Stop and listen to your mum. Stop and listen to your mum. Honor your parents, everyone. Wisdom, if you treat her right, she will give you long life. So stop. Listen to your mom. Boy is playing Minecraft late at night. When his mummy wakes up and gives him a fright. What on earth? His mother said,
turn that off and go to bed.
Stop and listen to your mom.
Stop and listen to your mom. Everyone, wisdom, if you heed advice, she will keep you from strife. So stop and listen to your mom.
Stop and listen to your mom.
Hey, look at that, it's in the Bible. Bad luck, kids. No cats were harmed in the making of that film, just in case you're an animal lover. All right, so here's what I want to do this morning. Tonight, I want to bring all those thoughts that we've been sharing about together in an illustration. And then I want to share with you something from the Word, a story from the Word of God, so that you can be like, okay, awesome, Sean. That's great that you're telling me that God wants me to always be at peace and always be in joy and to be at rest. How do I do that? How do I do that? Because you don't know my life. You don't understand what's going on at school. You don't understand the sickness I face. You don't understand my circumstance. It's all well and good for you to come up here and tell me, this is what God says. This is what Jesus says. How do I apply that to my life? I'm so glad you asked. This morning, we're going to show you that it doesn't matter how old you are, how difficult your situation is, God is able to help you step into joy, step into peace. And it's very, very simple. Let me show you how it works. I need three people to help me this morning. Oh, let me see. Oh, yes, you ridiculously good-looking man down the front. Up you come over here. Yes, I'm going to grab. Oh, let me have a look here. Oh, let me have a look. Can I borrow you just there? Yeah, please. Come on. Up you come. And I'm going to grab, up you come here. Beautiful. All right. Here we go. Well done, Jaden. They love you, man. All right, let's grab one. Number one, I want you to come over here for me. Yep, you. Come over here. Come and stand over here. And I want you to face me. Face me this way. That's right. And then can you come and stand right here? And then can you come and stand just over here? All right. Have a good look at this. Now, I want to read you one scripture. And then we're going to tell you what this represents. This is our little illustration this morning. In John 14, in verse 1, Jesus says some really powerful words. This is the day before he's about to be crucified. Who knows if you knew you were about to be beaten, whipped, tortured, and killed tomorrow, you'd probably be flipping out today. Okay, four people agree with that. Let me rephrase. If you knew you were going to die tomorrow, would you be worried today? Yes, you would be. Yet we read in John 14, Jesus, fully man, had all the feelings you and I possess. He did not have feelings. Jesus had feelings. That is why he came to the earth. The word says he came as the Son of Man so that he could sympathize and understand with how it feels to be in your situation. The word says it. So that's why he came. So you can't sit there and go, well, Jesus just didn't have any feelings. No, this is what Jesus did. He took dominion over his feelings. And he says in John 14, verse 1, let not, everyone say, let not. Let not, or do not let your heart be troubled. Powerful words. What Jesus saying is, do not let your feelings rule your mind. Do not let your feelings rule you. He's saying, don't let your heart be troubled. He's saying, in this world, you will have trouble. But take heart because I have overcome the world. So Jesus is first of all teaching us we have the power through the Holy Spirit to not let our feelings rule us. He's teaching us you're not supposed to live by what you feel. Everyone say, by what I feel. That is not how you were created to live. Your feelings were created to be ruled by what God says, by truth. That's why in John 4:24 it says they'll worship me in spirit and in, not in feelings and suggestions. We don't worship God based on how we feel. Or my circumstances are bad. Well, I think that this is why we worship him in spirit, because God is a spirit, and we worship him in truth. Let me show you what it means. Here we go. Number one, what's your name?
Samuel.
Correct. Okay, Samuel. It's always good to get the first question right. Samuel, you represent our body. Everyone say, my body. And this, your body represents your eyes, what you can see, and your ears, what you can hear. So kids, watch very carefully. This is your body. This is your physical. This is the exterior flesh, what you can see, everything you can hear. So if I, how many fingers am I holding up? Right, so this is like, imagine you get a bill for $5,000. You can see it on the page, right? Or imagine someone comes up to you and pulls a funny nose, or they say, I don't like you, you're a loser. You hear it. This is your physical body. Now here, what's your name?
Joshua.
This is your soul. Everyone say, my soul. And this is what the fight is for. Here, your soul. The devil doesn't care about your body. He'll still attack it, but it's not what he's after. He's after this, because this is eternal. This is going to die one day. You can see your grandma, your granddad, right? Oh, dude, I just gave you a bummer of a day. One day, you got a long time. Long life and length. Oh, that was a really bad choice of words there, Sean. You know, like, grandma and granddad, getting some wrinkles, getting gray hair. Dad's lost got some hair at the back. Your body's getting older, but your soul is eternal. Going to live forever. And this is what the fight's for. Now, your soul, this is what your soul is. It's your mind, your will, and your emotions. So all your thoughts live here, all your feelings live here, and your willpower is here. Here's what's really important. Jesus does not live here. The Holy Spirit does not live here, which is why you can say, I don't feel like God's with me. He doesn't live in your feelings. He does not live in your feelings. Are you ready? You're ready for this, Samuel. And over here, my main man, this is your spirit. Everyone say, my spirit.
My spirit.
This is where the Holy Spirit comes to live and dwell. Let me tell you what happens. When you don't have Jesus, Sammy, you're going to face this way for me. When you don't have Jesus, you've got a spirit, but there's nothing in him. He's like an empty balloon. It's like dead. Can you just die on the floor for me, please, if you don't mind? That was excellent. Okay. All right. Now, I want you to face this way for me. You ready? Now, here's what happens. When you don't have Jesus, you've got a body. You've got a soul. You've got a spirit, but there's nothing there. Let's see what happens. Let's say, Samuel, someone comes up to you at school and says, I don't like you. Or let's say you get a bill for $5,000 and you look at it and you go, oh my goodness, let's say your kids are away from Jesus, you're sick in your body, whatever the circumstance is, you see it, you hear it. It goes to your soul. It goes to your mind, your will, your emotions. And you process it and you go, bill for $5,000, my account says $200. Does not compute. What am I going to do? Flip out, freak out, steal your peace. I'm going to worry. How are we going to do this? How are we going to think? It might be someone says, I don't like you. I don't like you. You goes to your feelings. That hurt my feelings. That makes you angry. That made me sad. So you go, I know. I'll go to my spirit man. Maybe my spirit can help me. He's got nothing to help you with. So all you can do when you don't have Jesus is respond from your feelings, which is why so many people yell, scream, road rage, flip out, abuse people on the phone when something goes wrong, all right? And what comes out of your mouth, Sam, are you going to help me or do I have to get someone else to help me because I really need you to, you can do this. You going to help me?
Yeah.
All right. Here's what you're going to do. Here's what happens. Your soul, your emotions go, I don't know what we're going to do. Flip out. This person was mean to me. My feelings are mad. So what comes out of your mouth is what's in your heart, out of the abundance of your heart. Your mouth's going to speak. Well, I hate you too. What are we going to do? I'm not paying that. Blah, 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 blah. And you lose your peace. And you lose your joy. You cannot. You cannot. It is impossible to walk as Jesus did when your spirit man is dead. But what happens when you give your life to Jesus? It says, if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart, God rose him from the dead. You will be saved. And when you say those words, I believe in my heart, Jesus Christ is Lord. I confess with my mouth that he died for me. I am a sinner and I need to be forgiven. Jesus, come and live in me. Bible says he puts his spirit and he breathes life into your spirit man. And your spirit man gets up. And I want you to have a look at how much bigger your spirit man is than your feelings. Your spirit man is bigger than your body. He's mighty. So Jesus is with you. And he says, I'm never going to leave you ever. Yet notice he doesn't live in your feelings, which is why it's possible to say, I don't feel like God's with me. Do you understand? Jesus is not a feeling. He's truth. He's spirit. So here's what you got to do in Romans 12. How do you walk in joy? How do you stay in peace? Well, you might have circumstances that come. You see it. You hear it. It goes to your feelings. How do you stay in peace? You've got to get the power from here. The joy is here. The love is here. The peace is here. You've got to get it from here to here. You got to get it from the spirit man into your mind. Which is why Paul says in Romans 12, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? In Romans 8:6, put your hand on his head. In Romans 8:6, it says the mind that's dominated by the flesh, by what you see, feel, hear, think, is death. It's a dead end. But the mind that's dominated by the spirit is life and peace. So how do you keep in joy? How do you stay in peace? You get your face, Samuel, look at this, in this book, the Word of God, and you say, this is what God says I has. My God says in Philippians 4:19, he's going to meet all, there's my favorite word again, all my needs according to his glorious riches. My Bible says that by his stripes in 1 Peter 2:24, you were healed. Not gonna be healed, not might be healed, not Jesus is coming back to die on the cross again to heal you. It's already done. My Bible says in John 16, my joy I give to you. And in John 17, and no man can take it from you. So when you begin to go, oh, I need to change the way I think. It's like getting a brand new computer, a brand new MacBook computer, or a brand new Windows computer, brand new computer. But then you start running Windows 98 on it.
You don't upgrade the software. You're this brand new computer. Behold, you're a new creation now, but you're not new here. You're new here. This is why you can still be addicted to things when you get saved. It's why you can still be depressed when you get saved. This is why you can still be sad and bummed out and lonely and have all your problems still when you give your life to Jesus, because you got to let him renew your mind. And Jesus, the Holy Spirit, has no power to renew your mind unless you first submit yourself to God. How do you submit yourself? Submit my mind. I don't care what I see. I don't care what I hear. I don't care what I feel today. God loves me. It doesn't matter. And when you begin to do that, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when you get a difficult circumstance and everyone else is flipping out around you, you're like, God promises, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. God's always with me. He loves me. I believe his word. For God so loved me, he gave up Jesus. Romans 8:37 says that I'm more than a conqueror. Through Christ, it gives me strength. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, thanks be to God who gives me the victory. Amen. Therefore, be firm, be steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I'm going to stay in peace. I'm going to stay in rest. And the enemy's going to do everything he can to say, God doesn't love you. God doesn't love you. You can't do this. And you've got to fight. You've got to fight the good fight of faith. And say, how do you fight the fight of faith? You get your head out of my kitchen drools. And you get your face in this book. And it doesn't have to be much. And then you just chew. You know, like a piece of chewing gum. Have you guys had bubble gum before? Like you just chew it for ages. Chew, and you pop the bubble. And even when it stops tasting good, you just keep chewing it anyway because it's fun to pop. That's what you do. You get one verse. You get one verse. Maybe your kids are away from the Lord. And you just meditate on Isaiah 43, which says, God's going to call my son or my daughter from the east and from the west. He's going to command the north and the south to give it up. He's going to bring my kids back to Jesus. It might be your finances. You might say, the blessing of the Lord is on me, and he makes me rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. God doesn't want me to work 85 hours a week to pay my bills. God wants to meet my needs for him. It doesn't mean I sit at home and just live off Centrelink because it's easier. It means I do what I can do, but my confidence is not in my paycheck. My confidence is in God loves me. I'm believing in faith for my healing. Jesus said, I'm already healed. I haven't seen it yet, but I must be deceived, because God says that by his stripes I was already healed. He says that he bore all my sicknesses. He bore all my griefs. The Bible says in Psalm 89 that God will not break his covenant. He won't alter one single word that comes out of here. Malachi 3, I am the Lord and I do not change. Romans 10:11 says that no one who puts their trust in the Lord will ever be put to shame. God says, I'm going to keep my promise. And all we've got to do is, will we hold on to it in our heart and speak it out of our mouth? This is how you stay in peace and you stay in joy. You take the word. A bit like if you've got an infection, or if you've got a disease or something in your body, the doctor will give you a specific type of medication, right? If you've got an ear infection, the doctor doesn't give you something that's going to help your toenails, right? He gives you what's going to help your ear infection. You've got to find in the word what you need and then believe it and speak it. Guys, you've done an amazing job. High five. High five and high five. Thank you so much. You guys can have a seat. So, here's what we're going to do. As we close, here's my thought for you. Here's the one thought to take from today. You want to stay in peace? You want to stay in joy? Here's what you got to do. You got to do what Jesus told Jairus, the man whose daughter was dying. This guy called Jairus, his daughter was dying in Mark chapter 5. And do you know what he did? There was no cure. His daughter was 12 years old. There's no cure. She's literally dying in front of her daddy's eyes. There's nothing he can do. Do you know what he did? He didn't sit there and moan and groan and go, oh my goodness, we're going to... He ran and he went and found Jesus.
And do you know what he did? He didn't say, here, Jesus, I'll give you all the money I have. No. Jesus, what can I do to make you come with me? No. He trusted in the goodness and the love and the kindness of Jesus. And he fell at Jesus' feet. He humbled himself. And he said, Jesus, my daughter is dying. But I know. Everyone say, I know. He says, I know that if you come, she will be healed. She did not come and say, Jesus, I've heard you're a good teacher. Look, you might be able to do something for my daughter. Maybe if you've got time in your schedule, you might be able to come and touch her. He came with confidence and said, I know that if you come, she will be healed. And what did Jesus say? Sorry, my schedule's full right now. Have you got an appointment? Make an appointment with one of my disciples. He said, I am willing. He didn't have an appointment. You don't need an appointment with the Most High God. You just have to submit yourself and say, Jesus, you're all that I have. And Jesus came. And something amazing happened, because when you come in faith, the devil hates it. Listen to me. He wants to stop you from walking in faith. And as he's on the way, it took all the faith Jairus had to get there. He's just left his dying daughter, kids. He may never see his daughter alive again. He gave that up to go get a miracle. And on the way back, can you imagine Jairus is like, Jesus said yes. Jesus said yes, my daughter's going to be healed. My daughter's going to be healed. And as he's on the way there, his servants come to him and say, Jairus, don't bother Jesus anymore. Your daughter is dead. Can you imagine what Jairus must have felt in that moment? Can you imagine all of hell was going, see what I told you? It's not going to happen. She's dead. It's too late. You gave up all the last chance you had. And listen, Jesus is so kind. Do you know what he says to Jairus? He says two words. He says, only believe. I want to tell you, Jesus is saying to you today, only believe. He's good. He's faithful. This word will work for you. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. It will work for you. Only believe. And do you know what Jesus did? From that moment on, he permitted no one to follow them. And sometimes in life, and the reason he did that, he didn't want unbelief to build in Jairus' heart. Sometimes you got to stop watching what you used to watch. You got to stop hanging out with who you used to hang out with. Sometimes you got to put some things out of your life to get your mind right, to get your mind trusting in God. And he gets to the house, and look, it gets worse. All of Jairus' family are crying. Ah, she's dead, she's dead. And Jesus says something real crazy. He says, why are you all crying for? She's not dead. She's just asleep. And the Bible says they began to laugh at Jesus and they mocked him. There's going to be people in your life who are going to tell you, you're crazy for trusting God. There's no way. What are you doing? What are you thinking doing this? And Jesus permitted none of them. He wasn't moved because he only believed. And he went up to that room with Jairus and Peter and Jairus' wife. And Jesus says, little girl, I say to you, arise. And the Bible says she woke up and Jairus got his daughter back. Why did he get it back? From good works? No. He got it back because he humbled himself and said, Jesus, I'll believe. I'll believe. So here's what I want to do right now. I want to invite every person to just bow your head just for one moment. And right now, I know there may be people here today that you've never given your life to Jesus. You've never done what Jairus did and come to the place and say, Jesus, I need you. I'm tired of living the way I've been living. I'm tired of losing my peace. I'm tired of not having joy. I know that I'm not right with you, God. I need to be forgiven. And it starts with surrendering your whole life to Jesus and saying, Jesus, I need you. You're my only hope. It doesn't matter if you've got money, if you've got a job, if you've got everything together. You say, Jesus, I need you. I need you. And right now I'm going to count to three. And it would be my honor to pray with you and lead you in a prayer of accepting Jesus to come and be the Lord of your life. So I'm going to count to three. And whether you're a child, an adult, a young adult, if that's you, you say, Sean, I need Jesus. I need to get my life right with him this morning. I'm away from the Lord. I've never given my life to him, but I need his forgiveness. I need to know his love, his peace. Then on the count of three, you raise your hand. Are you ready? One, two, and three. If that's you, you just put your hand up right now. We're not going to embarrass you. We're just going to pray for you this morning. I see your hands. I see your hand. I see your hand. So good. So good. Many people this morning, I see your hand down the front here. Is there anyone else who'd say, I need Jesus this morning? I see your hand. You're so precious to him. You're so precious. I see you. So good. Here's what we're going to do this morning. I would like everyone to put your hand on your heart. Church, would you say this out loud with me? If you put your hand up, mean it with all your heart. Say it out loud. Say, Jesus, thank you that you love me. Thank you that you died to show me how much I was worth to you. I'm sorry that I've lived apart from you, but I receive your forgiveness. And I come boldly and I offer you my whole life, every bit of me. Say, Jesus, fill me with your love, with your joy, and with your peace. And help me to only believe what you say about me. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, church. Let's put our hands together for these guys. That's awesome. So good. Well, if you made a decision to follow Jesus today, do me a favor. Please tell someone. I know the guys here at Real Life. I love the name of the church, Real Life, because this is what it's about. Real people with real issues and a real God that wants to help you. And so make sure you tell someone. Kids, make sure you tell mom, tell dad, tell grandma, granddad who you came with. Hey, we've got a few resources out at the table of our music stuff. I don't have a lot of music resources with me today, unfortunately. I had a lot of them sold later on over the course of the few weeks I've been here. But on my website, you can have a look at some stuff there. I have got a DVD, this DVD right here, it's called Free, and the song is called Free, but the Lord put on my heart really just this week, and I know I was here a couple of weeks ago, and I know some people, I did have my DVDs for sale, but the Lord put on my heart this week to bless every family here with one of these DVDs for free. So maybe you have already got it. That's okay. You can take one and you can give it to somebody. You can sow it into somebody else's family. And we want to do that. And the only reason I can do that is because I have amazing families around Australia who partner with our ministry to get me into schools. Because a lot of public schools, they won't give me a cent for coming to talk about Jesus. But that's okay because there's people who love what we do. And we go and we see so many people in kids' hearts, lives touched and changed. We have people that give us $5 a month. Beautiful grandparents. They go, we're on the pension, but we love what you do. I tell you what, there's souls in heaven because I can do this because of people's generosity who sow in. And my wife and I, we sow into so many other ministries. I do not live like this. This is not the kingdom. That's not the kingdom. The kingdom is generosity, generosity. You be rich so you can abound in every good way for every good work. And my wife and I, we live it. We give and we give and God brings it back. And so I want to encourage you. It might be in prayer. It might be you can have a look on our website. There's some information about that. But I want to sow this into your family today. So as you leave, I've got one of these for every family. Do me a favor. Don't take two or three for your family because I want to make sure there's enough for the next service too. But we'd love you to take one of these. And on my website, if you feel there's a button on my website, seanwsmith.com. And on there, there's a little thing. It says free digital download card. And if you feel led, you can enter your email in there and you can join up to our mailing list. And we don't send emails very often, maybe once every month or two, just to share with you what God's been doing. But we'd love your support. And we have one more thing called Winning with Kids, which is a parenting ministry that Rena and I felt the Lord put on our heart. Have we got that slide, the Winning with Kids slide? Is that up there? Maybe, maybe not. Winning with Kids one. Anyway, it's a video vlog we do every Wednesday on Facebook called Winning with Kids, and it's all about parenting from God's Word and not just from God's word, putting faith to action. Because you can take God's word, not believe it, and it'll do nothing for you. It's a bit like having a gift voucher and never spending it because you don't believe there's any money on it. God's word only works when you apply it with faith. Without faith, you can't please God. You got to put faith to God's word. And that's what Winning with Kids is about. Not our opinion, but how to encourage you. So every Wednesday on Facebook, it's free. Check it out. Church, thank you so much. I really want to give this away this morning. Right here, my main man. This is for you. Everyone's going to take one of these home, but you can be the first to grab it. Thank you so much for having me, Real Life Church. God bless you. You're amazing.